You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast, where we discuss current events, social issues, religious trends, and noteworthy news from a biblical perspective. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for tuning in to the newest episode of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soaker. This episode is being released on July 28th, 2022. This is the last episode for the month of July, so we're going to be doing our monthly news roundup. Instead of just focusing on one story or topic, we're going to briefly talk about a few stories from the news this past month. So this week, we're talking about the declining number of Americans who believe in God, the Church of England's claim that there is no official definition of a woman, and the connection between alcohol and cognitive decline. For links to these stories, as well as related materials, check out the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/072822. Now for our stories this week. First story, number of Americans who believe in God dips to new low. From The Hill, belief in God among U.S. adults has reached a new low according to Gallup poll results released Friday. A large majority, 81% of Americans asked in the poll conducted May 2nd through 22nd, say they believe in God, but that number has dipped 6 points from a consistent 87% from 2013 to 2017. Over 90% of respondents said they believed in God from 1944 to 2011, the number stabilizing at a high of 98% from 1944 through the 1960s. About 17% of adults polled told Gallup that they do not believe in God, while the remaining 2% said they were unsure. I saw this story from several sources, but this just happened to be the one that I saved. But the statement in the headline grabs our attention that belief in God is at a new low. Yet the actual percentage is still pretty high, 81%. However, we certainly do get the sense that belief in God is declining in our society. Even without seeing the numbers, we just get that impression by looking at the world around us. But why is that? When more than 4 out of 5 people say that they believe in God, why does it seem that it just seems like it's just getting worse and worse and it is more and more in decline? I think there are a couple reasons for this. First, atheism in our society is often fairly militant. Those who do not believe in God are not content to simply believe what they believe. And yes, atheism is a belief. They're not content to just believe that. They want to discredit or ridicule those who believe in the existence of God. Therefore, there is a strong push against the belief in God from the small but vocal minority who claim there is no God. And second, even though 81% of American adults say that they believe in God, many of them, and we could probably say most of them, live as though they do not believe in God. Our faith in God should naturally lead us to do His will. James 2:26 says, "For just as the body without the spirit is dead, so also faith without works is dead." Our actions either confirm what we say when we say we believe in God, or our works or our actions discredit our claim. And though 70% of American adults say that they do not believe in God, that number will seem much higher because of those who merely claim to believe in God but do not live as though they do. So what do we need to do? We need to make sure that we are doing the will of God. As James said in James 1:22, prove yourselves doers of the word and not merely hearers. And we also need to be pointing people to God through our words and our actions so that they might come to believe in Him as well. Second story. The Church of England says there is no official definition of a woman. From Newsmax, according to the Church of England, there is no official definition of a woman. When responding to a written question about the Church's definition of a woman that was submitted to the General Synod, the Church's legislative body, Dr. Robert Innes, the bishop in Europe, said, there is no official definition. Replying as chairman of the church's Faith and Order Commission, Innes said the lack of an official definition, quote, reflects the fact that until fairly recently, definitions of this kind were thought to be self-evident, as reflected in the marriage liturgy, end quote. This is another example of the foolishness that people are led into when they try to accommodate the transgender movement. It is amazing that an organization that claims to be a church will blatantly ignore what the Bible teaches. Genesis 1:27 says, God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. God did not make them, and then they later became either male or female. He made them. It's either one or the other. This bishop admitted that the difference between man and woman was, quote, self-evident until fairly recently. Well, what happened? God's creation hasn't changed. But people have chosen to identify in ways that are contrary to what is inherently true about them. Last year, I read the book, The Rise and Triumph of the Modern Self by Carl R. Truman. And in that book, he discussed this issue of identity and how we define self. People have come to believe that they can define who they are in whatever way they choose, even if it is contrary to how they have been created by God. And if you haven't read that book, I would definitely recommend it. It's a little bit of a heavy read, but it is excellent material. I definitely recommend that. There will be a link in the show notes if you want to check that out. The bishop said that the self-evident definition of a woman was reflected in the marriage liturgy. This is because when the Bible talks about marriage, it always refers to a covenant relationship between a man and a woman. When marriage was instituted in the beginning, it says, for this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So you have him leaving the household that had a father and a mother and forming a new household where you have a man and his wife, and they will be joined as one flesh. Everything else that the Bible says about marriage is consistent with this. So while the world, and even parts of the religious world, become more confused regarding men and women, the Bible is clear, and we need to hold fast to it. God created each one of us as either male or female. By His design, we are formed as either men or women. We need to be content with His design and seek to serve Him and glorify Him in the way that He created us. In the show notes, a link to an article that I wrote, part of my social issues series that I did on transgenderism. And also, again, if you haven't checked out that book that I mentioned, The Rise and Triumph of the Modern Self, I recommend you checking that out because there is a lot of good information in there and helps explain how our society has gotten to the state where it is, where someone can say that they are a woman trapped in a man's body. And for a lot of people, that makes perfect sense. How did our society get to the point where that makes perfect sense? He explains that in the book. So I recommend reading that if you haven't checked it out yet. The third story for this week. Study shows that even 2 to 3 beers a week may cause brain changes and cognitive decline. From UPI, people who drink in moderation faced sobering news on Thursday from a large British research study. Even that amount of imbibing, or is it 2 to 3 beers a week, may be linked to brain changes and cognitive decline. Specifically, drinking 7 or more, quote, units of alcohol per week is associated with higher iron levels in the brain, And higher iron accumulation is linked with Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease. It also is seen as a potential mechanism for alcohol-related cognitive decline. The article continued and said, one unit of alcohol in the United Kingdom is defined as 8 grams, or 10 milliliters, of pure alcohol or ethanol. So 7 units is approximately 2 large 250 milliliter glasses of 14% wine, or 2 to 3 beers a week. The study found that alcohol consumption above 7 units per week was associated with markers of higher iron in the basal ganglia, a group of brain regions associated with control of motor movements, procedural learning, eye movement, cognition, emotion, and more, according to a news release about the study. There are many Christians who want to justify the casual use of alcohol, and this is sometimes referred to as social drinking, though in reality it is not always social. But this is the partaking of alcohol for enjoyment or pleasure, and to be honest, may never reach the level of drunkenness, which most Christians would classify as wrong. But I've discussed and argued on that point many times. I'm not going to get into it here. Instead, I'll refer you to the show notes, where I'll have some articles listed for your consideration on that point about social drinking or the casual use of alcohol. But here's the reason why I wanted to share this article. This study shows that alcohol starts to have a negative impact on us long before we ever become drunk. The article mentioned that the CDC recommended drinking in moderation by limiting intake to 2 drinks or less in a day. Yet the study found that these negative, long-lasting effects on our mind occurred with just 2 to 3 beers a week. The wise man said that wine is a mocker in Proverbs 20 and verse 1. Many people have been led to believe that they are in control, that alcohol does not affect them, and that they are fine because they do not drink to the point of drunkenness. However, those who choose to drink in moderation, even if they never get drunk, are potentially severely hurting their ability to stay mentally sharp in their later years. And for Christians, this means the potential of drastically limiting their effectiveness and usefulness in the church. So even if one wants to argue that consuming alcohol is only sinful if one becomes drunk, and I would challenge that, and again, there'll be some articles linked in the show notes, but even if someone wants to argue, you give them the benefit of the doubt, that consuming alcohol is only sinful if we become drunk. Studies like this one should make us want to avoid it anyway. As the wise man said in Proverbs 23, 31 and 32, do not look on the wine when it is red, when it sparkles in the cup, when it goes down smoothly. At the last, it bites like a serpent and stings like a viper. This is not something to toy around with. Wine is a mocker. This has the potential to destroy us, and we do not have to get drunk for it to do that. That's all for this week. Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I hope you found it to be interesting and informative and helpful. For links to the news stories we talked about, as well as other relevant links, visit the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/072822. The Plain Bible Teaching Podcast is also available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. If you use those platforms, please subscribe and rate the podcast there. If you know of others who would be interested in hearing this episode, please share this with them. And if you see a news story that you think would make for a good discussion, send me that link. You can contact me at andy@plainbibleteaching.com. Thanks again for listening, and I hope to talk to you again next week.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others. Also, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching Weekly Newsletter. This free newsletter will be delivered to your inbox each Friday with articles, podcasts, videos, sermon outlines, and more. Visit plainbibleteaching.com to subscribe today.